stock are kept or fed the area around the barn.
Dairy products, yeah, but they don't.
You got a word
to have
for that?
Places here they pasteurize this milk, which would have been pasteurized.
Maybe different later. Animals.
But now they cut off Columbus or somewhere else. And
out in the barn.
We had lot for the stock to be in without being in the barn, and they'll just have racks fixed up in that barn. They put hay and stuff in there, like cut green corn and put it in there. You just call that the feeding lot for the horses, is what you call it.
All right.
And the place where the cows or sheep or whatever graze.
Are fed,
it's a pasture,
barn.
Just a pasture.
You got a word for that?
That's why.
Maybe different animals. From the
and if you weed cotton with a hole, you do what?
You hold the cotton, that's what you call it.
Right. Another way to say that?
Be in without being in
another
the barn.
Another way to say that?
Instead
of hoeing
have,
to do that business?
Fixed up in that farm.
Well, later years, they got some way, a lot of people call it weeding, and some of them mean by that that they pour that chemical on it. With these sprays, you see, and they call that weeding and they call that killing. But if you do anything with taking a hoe, is all I ever know, and we do that in the corn, cutting the weeds out. You call it hoeing the corn out, you'd hold the cotton out, or you'd hold the sugar cane out, or hold the potatoes out.
What about chopping? You do
well, now,
chopping and hoeing?
Yes, because whenever the cotton face comes up and they side it with a plow, then you take that hoe and go along and chop it out. So much and leave it so much distant apart, and they chop that out.
Well,
that's called chopping cut.
I see. Hoeing, you get the weeds out.
Yeah,
chopping,
you get
the right number of plants.
Yeah, the right number of plants, and they ply it, and then you go back and hoe the weeds.
That's the first time I've ever done that. And undesirable grass in a cotton field is called.
And the corn cutting weeds out. You call it hoeing the
well,
cotton and hold the cotton out.
You got some different thing undesirable grass. That is what they call a nut grass. I got a skull on my foot now. Got on that one. It doesn't be that when I die because the only way to ever get shit out of it is to kind of ply it up and dig it up and tote it out somewhere on the bank of the ditches and let it dry and burn it up. And that's what we was doing as far as plying it up. Had us boys all toting it out. And we're beating it on a hole when we got ready to, wasn't no rock sound. We just had our hole down. We beat it down and get the dirt off that and it was all throwing it in a pile and boys like
well,
we all got in a hurry and somebody had turned my hole
some,
and I didn't know it. And I ran around and jumped to try to beat the other brother up there and jumped on that thing and he cut it to the bones with it.
Yes. Now,
that's one thing that you can't do nothing. And Johnson grass, that's two of the worst enemies I know of. The cotton field is nut grass and Johnson grass.
Johnson grass.
Those
were the big
ones.
You called them weeds.
Well, I don't know.
Worse than weeds.
Yeah, they're worse than weeds. You just.
And we're beating it on the floor when they got ready to.
Well, I don't know. There's some old ragweed to call it. Some of them call it. Has some old flagweeds and some of them some coffee weeds. And some coke. Cucklebud is a bad thing too, but now I tell you, Brambrew Bry,
brother up there and jumped on that thing, he cut
and Johnson grass and nut grass is three of the hardest things that we ever fought on the farm.
Now what was that other one?
Enemies I know of.
Brambrew Brys, the old things will have some kind of hard something at the root of them that you can't hardly bust with a hammer. And it's a brow, and he'll grow up and have thorns on it, and it runs and all like that.
That
old Brambrew Brys thing like that. If you ever get that in a field, you got to get all them roots up and can we and burn them.
Is a bad thing too,
when you're talking about the area that you have in cotton
and,
or in corn,
grass,
you say you call it
the hardest thing
a what? If it's an area.
You say, well, I got this field this year. On the speaking, you say, this year I got this field in cotton. I had it in corn last year. And I just reversed it. And oh, yeah, this.